שיוגה דמה דבא כון שביירים. גופי צ'נה בלה בא קריבר דרים. ג'יה גופי צ'נה בלה בא קריבר דרים. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanacharim Yamuna Tira Vanacharim Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Biharim Gopi Chana Varabha Giri Varda Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Shira Prabhupada
Shayam Vishnu Pad Pram Sapa Vagachaya Sutara Sata Shri Shimade Sipa Aktive Danta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Bhuyat Bhagavatam Bhuyat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Samavita Bhagavatam Samavita Bhaktavinda Ki Jai All glories to the Assembly Devotees, All glories to the Assembly Devotees, All glories to the Assembly Devotees, All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, All glories to Shri Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Kashan Pastai Bhutali Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Vitinamini Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishishya Shunyavadi Paskacharya Jatarini Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Shaiva Nabhutamam Devim Sarasvatim Pyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat. So, Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhaktati Anayashtiki. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from the third canto. We are reading from chapter 15 entitled Description of the Kingdom of God. That's a very attractive, looking for my glasses, very attractive title, isn't it? Like, what a better title to be attracted to. And we are reading from text 30. Tan, them, Viksha, after seeing, Vatarashanam, naked, Chatura, four, Kumaran, boys, Vridam, aged, Dasa Arda, 5 years, Vayasa, appearing of the age, Vidita, had realized, Atmatadvam, the truth of the self, Vetrena, with their staffs, Cha, also, Askalayatam, forbade, Atat, Aranam, not deserving such from them. Tao, those two porters, Teja, glories, Vihasya, disregarding the etiquette, Bhagavat Pratikula Shilo, having a nature displeasing to the Lord. Dan Viksha Vatarashanam Shatura Kumaran. Vidam Dashardavayaso Viditat Matatvam. Vetre nashakskalayatam matad aranam stau. Tejo viasya bhagavat pratikula shilo. Please chant. Techo vihasya bhagavat patikula shilo. Tam vikshavata vashtanam shatuam. Mataji's. Tan Vikshavata Vashanam Chatura Kumaram. Hare Krishna. Translation. The four boys sages, who had nothing to cover their bodies but the atmosphere, looked only 5 years old, even though they were the oldest of all living creatures and had realized the truth of the self. But when the porters, who happened to possess a disposition quite unpalatable to the Lord, saw the sages, they blocked their way with their staffs, despising their glories, although the sages did not deserve such a treatment at their hands. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The four sages were the firstborn sons of Brahma. Therefore, all other living entities, including Lord Shiva, are born later and are therefore younger than the four Kumaras. Also, they look like 5 years old boys and travel naked. The Kumaras were older than all other living creatures and had realized the truth of the self. Such saints were not to be forbidden to enter the kingdom of Vaikuntha. But by chance, the doorman objected to their entrance. This was not fitting. The Lord is always anxious to serve sages like the Kumara. But in spite of knowing this fact, the doorman astonishingly and outrageously prohibited them from entering. Oma Gyanati Mirandasya Gyanajala Shalakaya Shakshurun Militandiena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschachachachatarine Vansha Kalpata Rubyacha Kripa Sindhubya Yvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Kuruti Vaishalam, Bangum Langayati Kripkir, Yad Kripataman Bandit Siguru Desatarinam. And I'm praying for the blessing of the assembled devotees. That I will speak something that's enthusing and that's fully aligned with Srila Prabhupada's desire. So today, the verse, I'm going to read the verse again and you can repeat after me. The four sages who had nothing to cover their bodies but the atmosphere look only 5 years old. Even though they were the oldest of all living creatures and had realized the truth of the self. But when the porters, who happened to possess a disposition quite unpalatable to the Lord. So the sages, they block their way with their staffs, despising their glories. Although the sages did not deserve such a treatment at their hands. So we are continuing this pastime, narrating by Lord Brahma at that is going to bring forth the appearance of the Lord, and to, of course, the question of Vidura to Maitreya Rishi. So devotees naturally want to hear about all the pastime of the Lord constantly. And in this part also, we can say, oh, we just focus on Goloka Vrindavan. But here is so many beautiful description of the Vaikuntha planet. Srila Prabhupada, in his purpose, he starts to describe how the four Kumaras are the oldest. So at the dawn of creation, Brahma was asked, is his service. Mukhya was just reading how there is no small service or big service. Devotional service is absolute. So we can look at our service very important, but when we think of Lord Brahma, his service is even more important. He needs to create a container for the conditioned soul, the souls that are who decided to separate themselves from the Lord, a container for their self-realization. And what did Brahma start with? He started creation with the five nations. That's what he started creation with, the five nations, the container of, so the five nations are, the first one is self-deception. So as long as we are contaminated, as long as we identify with this material body and this temporary world, we are going to be subjective to self-deception. And as devotees, we want to be aware of that because it's so easy to deceive our own self. I know I can see constantly ways that are rationalized, so I found a way to self-deception mean doing something to ourselves that's against our best interest. That's what it means. So that's the first of the five nations. And the second one is a sense of death. So as long as we are in this container, we are going to be fearful of death, even so we are eternal and deathless. So again, Lord Brahma, it was his thankless kind of task to create that environment, that atmosphere, it said, the four Kumara only the atmosphere to cover them. So that atmosphere with a sense of death. The next one is anger coming from frustration. And the tendency of human being is to want to enjoy through the contact of the senses with the sense object. And because it's impossible to come to that place of enjoying the senses in contact with the sense object, then we get frustrated, and then anger comes from that. So that's the third nations that Lord Brahma started with, is service. So our service, sometimes they are not so palatable. I know for a few years, 3 years, I work at the child protection office, and I was thinking, okay, well, some people need to clean the garbage, you know, some people, there's so many service for Krishna. So I felt, okay, that's my service, even so it wasn't palatable, not at all palatable. So like that for Brahma, it wasn't palatable either. And the next one, let me remember, what's the next one, is a sense of proprietorship. And that's really at the core, the clutch of everything, is that we think we are, you know, we own. We think we own the body, we own everything around us, we own this earth, we own our money, we, you know, it's like ludicrous to think like that, because before we arrive, all those things did exist on Earth, and when we leave, it will still continue to exist. So, and still, because it's part of Brahma's container, then we have a tendency to do that. And then the last one is the identification with the body, being forgetful of our eternal constitutional position as eternal servant of Krishna. And that's what Lord Brahma started with. And so, of course, after creating all those, the container, he didn't feel too good about himself. So he decided to meditate on the personality of Godhead. And what's happened when we are meditating on the personality of Godhead, our consciousness change. And from that elevated consciousness, then the four Kumara manifested. And we are told that the consciousness of the Prajapati, the people who have children, that if their consciousness is elevated, then they bring elevated souls. So Brahma, that's where he was. He was in that very high consciousness, and he manifested the four Kumaras. And the four Kumaras, they were self-realized. They didn't want to get engaged with the material energy. They didn't want to follow the order of their father, who wanted them to become Prajapati. And as a result, they angered their father. And then we can see the consciousness of the angry father was the manifestation of Rudra, the manifestation of Lord Shiva. So the four Kumaras, they were very smart, and they knew about the danger of Maya, illusion. They knew the danger of those five, the container of the five nations. And they said, well, if we don't go into the edge where sexual agitation happen, then we are going to be safe. Often Srila Prabhupada was saying, it's like only thing that is saddening for him is that his disciples are not, followers are not scared enough of Maya. So the Kumaras, they were. Even so, they were self-realized. Even so, they were coming at the first created being at the beginning of the creation. They were scared of Maya. And as a result, they decided to take the form of five-year-old little boys. And as five-year-old little boys, they were also pure, with no contamination from the material energy. And as such, a pure devotee is in power or in control of all the mystic power. So the five Kumara, because of that, they could travel everywhere. They were naked and they were pure, and they didn't need engine, they didn't need airplanes. They could travel everywhere because they had those mystic power. And at the time of this pastime, Lord Brahma described how the four Kumaras, they wanted to see Lord Narayan. And they traveled and they went through all the, there is a beautiful description of how in the Vaikuntha planet, everything is aligned with the plan of the Lord. Nothing is out of order, anukula. There is a word here, it's pratikula. So all the description until this verse is anukula. Everything that's so favorable for the service of the Lord, even the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, they are very beautiful because they have a form like Vishnu. They are bluish and they have forearm form and they have garlanded. She's just a very beautiful being. And their wife are very, very beautiful. And it's not that there is no relationship between devotees. In fact, the devotee relationship are very, very deep because they are free from any material inebriation. like the sense of mine and I and material expectation and emotional attachment to expectation is devoid of all that. So all their relationships, they are centered around Krishna. And this describes that even the inhabitant of Vaikuntha, they are with their wives serving the Lord, but they have no agitation because the center is very favorable and to please the Lord. And Akula means pleasing to the Lord. So everything is pleasing to the Lord there. And so I was meditating on this verse, and what came to mind is that the devotees, they take different forms. And they take different forms also for their services. To render service, they have a certain form. And then to receive service, they also accept a certain form. The Lord does the same. Like the Lord's potency is not limited by his manifestation. So the pure devotee, his potency, including his mystic potency, which are not very important, but his spiritual potency are not limited by the form that the pure devotee takes. And that led me to think of Srila Prabhupada. I like to meditate on Srila Prabhupada. My desire is to understand who Srila Prabhupada is. And, you know, I'm hoping that in this lifetime I will have more and more revelation about who Srila Prabhupada is. And I was thinking, oh, what's such a beautiful form that we have, that Srila Prabhupada, his eternal form is here, is like an older gentleman. And in the same way that Kumara took the form of 5-year-old, Srila Prabhupada, in co-creation with Krishna, decided to take that form of an older gentleman. And of course, he's not limited by that form, but that form was really serving his mission to come and preach to in Kali Yuga, in the modern world of Kali Yuga, starting with the Western world. Because even in the Western world, at least at that time, it may not be true anymore, but at that time, people still had respect for elderly people. It's just the respect was there. It's not, you know, of course he came as a sannyasi, and in India, everybody respects sannyasis at that time. I don't know if it's true anymore, but at least at that time it was very true. But in the West, even the younger generation, they had a natural inclination to trust and to respect older gentlemen. So Srila Prabhupada took that form, and when it comes to mystic power, I was thinking that, like the Kumaras, he did manifest some mystic power. There is pastime, let's see if I have it here in my note. There is a pastime with that Yamuna Devi described in her book. That I really wanted to hear more. Even so, it's not very important. It's not very important. The mystic power of a pure devotee are not important. And at the same time, if a person does have many mystic power, usually mystic, like yogis, they may be developing one, but when they have many, it's kind of a sign of ambassador of the world for spiritual ambassador for the material world. So we see Lord Jesus Christ manifested so many of those mystic power. Walking on water, and he was healing the sick, so many things like that. So in that pastime, Srila Prabhupada is in Tintenhurst, which is the estate of John Lennon. And Yamuna, she was really like a connoisseur. She knew how to get as much nectar as she could from Srila Prabhupada. She will never miss a moment. Like she's describing, and when he was in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada will get up very early in the morning And she was the only one. She will hide. She will hide to be there when Srila Prabhupada was doing his bhajan or when Prabhupada was chanting. And, you know, most of the devotees were sleeping at that time. But she was really so eager to have any possible moment with Srila Prabhupada. So it hit on her. Srila Prabhupada, he already had the habit to take walk in the morning. So one morning it was very misty. It was like humid, you know, England is kind of humid all the time. It was very misty and humid, and she decided to follow Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was on his walk, chanting Japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada, he was on his walk, and Yamuna, she thought, oh, we are supposed to follow in the footsteps of the spiritual master, because that's what we are supposed to do. We are supposed to follow in the footsteps of the spiritual master. So she decided to put her feet in the footprint of Srila Prabhupada because it was muddy. So she decided, okay, I'm going to put my feet in the footprint of Srila Prabhupada. And she looked down and she didn't see. There was no footprint. There was no footprint. And so she went to Srila Prabhupada. She said, Srila Prabhupada, you're walking on earth and there is no footprint here. How come? What's that about? And Srila Prabhupada said, one day you will understand. And so many other moments, like also in England, there was that pastime at Cornwall Hall, I believe. And Yamuna, she was leading kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Like that, she was leading a kirtan. And all of a sudden, Srila Prabhupada, he started to sing very loudly. Narada Muni Bhajan Vina Radhika Ramanane. Like that, very loudly, louder than Yamuna. And she was confused what to do. But Prabhupada, you know, said, continue singing. And then he went into that. And then, you know, they did the preaching program and they went home. And then they asked Prabhupada, what was that? And then he said, didn't you see? Narada Muni was right there. Because those personalities, they manifest themselves, they're invisible. Like when I was a bhakti, I was in Montreal, and Niranjan Swami was giving a class on the sixth chapter, maybe, of the Bhagavatam, where Narada Muni described his childhood like that. And I was a young bhakti, and I raised my hand, he said, because I was really attracted, I was thinking, I want to meet Narada Muni. So I asked the question, where can I meet him? And Maharaj said, he's here. Every time we sing recite the Bhagavatam, every time devotees gather to chant Hare Krishna, all those personalities, they are here. They are gathered. There was another instance in New York, the whole Judson Hall, where the devotees, they put so much effort to bring a lot of people to hear the preaching, and then maybe a handful of people came. They still did the program, and the devotees afterwards, they were sheepish, disappointed with themselves. They were like, we disturb our spiritual master, we brought him all the way here, and nothing is happening. And Srila Prabhupada says, did you see the room was full? Kedev Goswami was there, and Amamudi, and the four Kumaras, and they were all here. Because those personalities, they are invisible, and they are also always benevolent. They always want to help us. And the four Kumaras, they are Atma Tattva, is described here. They are Atma Tattva, so even so, they have that little shape, they are completely self-realized, and in fact, they are Shaktivesh Avatar. Shaktivesh Avatar is someone who is especially empowered by the Lord, and what they were empowered with, transcendental knowledge. And so they constantly preach transcendental knowledge. Okay, so the description of Vaikuntha planet is Anukula. And then here we hear about the doorkeeper, Jai and Vijay. They are Pratikula. They are displeasing to the Lord. And what is displeasing to the Lord? What's displeasing to the Lord is when we disrespect his dear devotees, the sages, because the Lord is very inclined towards the devotees. He's very inclined to those who choose to have a pure life. And he's even more inclined to those who, Atma Nivedana, who give themselves fully in surrender to the Lord and who have their only desire is to serve and please the Lord. Anu Kulina Krishna, Anu Shilanam, Bhakti Uchati, pure devotional service is very favorable to the Lord. So the Lord, of course, the Lord is the devotees, and the devotees are the Lord. So when we are you know, acting like Jai and Vijay, without knowledge, we don't know, again, those personality, like a five-year-old, we don't know who is who. We don't know who is a self-realized person. We don't know who is a pure devotee, you know, until we get the eyes. So this pastime helps us to remember to not judge by external. And to offer respect to everyone. That helps us, because what we want is to be able to chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. And unless we develop that sense of respect to everyone, then our chanting is going to be blocked by offenses. Because again, the five nations are going to push us to self-deception and judgment. And so by developing those qualities, we can offer respect to everyone. And like that, we don't miss out. You know, we don't know who we are meeting. So if we are in contact with some pure devotees and we don't know where they are at, then no danger, we are going to be pleasing to the Lord, because we want to live our life in such a way that we understand the heart of Guru and Krishna. We want to live any moment of our life understanding the heart. And the Jai and Vijay, they didn't understand the heart of their master. They didn't understand the depths of the heart of their master when they acted against the four Kumara. Of course, we know there is a bigger picture to that story. And, you know, regularly in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we are invited to see the moment-to-moment unfolding of the stories and what we can get from those stories. And we also want to have the broader vision, one story leading to another, past life, you know, like all those things that we see unfolding. And in our life too, in our lives there is moment to moment unfolding, and we want to be connected with that. You know, repression doesn't accomplish anything, to be aware of what's happening for us. And then little by little also, you know, seeing the greater picture of what Krishna is doing in our life to help us. Because Krishna is benevolent. He is constantly benevolent. There is nothing else in this universe. It's perfect and complete with only benevolence. So in his benevolence, what's the bigger picture? And here's the bigger picture of his benevolence. He wants to please his devotee by manifesting himself in this beautiful form of Lord Vahara. Because, you know, he already came once in Sweta Vahara. And the devotees are so joyful when they see the Lord again. And plus, because he came before, they kind of develop a desire. So the Lord arranged everything to manifest himself in forms that are very pleasing to his devotees. So here is a benevolence. I'm thinking maybe we can hear how Prithu Maharaj received the four Kumara, as opposed to the way Jai and Vijay receive the four Kumara. So even Jai and Vijay are the gatekeeper of Vaikuntha. Pritu Maharaj, of course, is also Shakti Vaishnavatar, an incarnation of Krishna, but he's a king on earth. He receives the Kumara in a very, very different ways. And when Pritu Maharaj, as soon as Pritu Maharaj saw the four Kumaras, as soon as he saw them, all he can do, and it's not like there is a story of like him knowing who they are, but a devotee know. And as soon as he saw them, he offered obeisances and he started to glorify them. Let's see if I can find the place quickly. So as soon as he saw them, he glorified them, also inquired from them, because that's what we are supposed to do when we meet a devotee. We want to inquire from the devotee. Our theology is so much about question and responses, and it doesn't matter who is the questioner and who is the responder. Like Lord Chaitanya is so many times in a position of questioner. So in the first chapter of the Bhagavatam, I think, there is Sutta Goswami explained that it doesn't matter, you know, like as long as we have a qualified questioner and a qualified speaker, then we are churning the nectar of immortality, of the knowledge, a transcendental knowledge. So I'm going to read just a few verses, and then we will end the class with that. So Pritu Maharaj is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto and chapter 22nd. Pritu Maharaj inquired from the sages about persons, so he inquired, he wants to know, and he already know in a sense, we can say, well, probably already know, because his services and the way he was manifested and the way, you know, everything he has done until this point shows that Pritu Maharaj is a self-realized soul too, of course. But he inquired. Pritu Maharaj inquired from the sages about persons entangled in this dangerous material existence because of their previous action. Could such a person, whose only aim is sense gratification, be blessed with any good fortune? Nice question. Pritu Maharaj continued, my dear sir, there is no need to ask about your good or bad fortune, because you are always absorbed in spiritual bliss. The mental concoction of the auspicious and inauspicious does not exist in you. So that's very different than the way, you know, Jai and Vijay could have benefited so much from the association of the four Kumara, but they missed out. I am completely assured that personality like you are the only friends for persons who are blazing in a fire of material existence. I therefore ask you how this material world can, how in this material world we can very soon achieve the ultimate goal of life. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always anxious to elevate the living entities who are his parts and parcels. And for their special benefits, the Lord travels all over the world in the form of self-realized persons like you. So that's how the Lord travels to self-realized persons like the Kumaras. And I just want to say one more thing is, I love Srila Prabhupada used astonishingly and outrageously. And because it's very surprising, like we discussed with Vaisheshika Prabhu, how very surprising it is, because people in Vaikuntha, they are not contaminated by any material inebriety. And so it's very surprising, it's astonishingly and outrageously, like it's outrageous how that can be possible. And for us to really meditate on that. And Vaisheshika Prabhu was speaking about anomalies. And of course, whatever exists in the source, whatever exists on effect. So anything we experience here have its counterpart in a pure ways. So including anomalies and because they all serving one purpose, and that purpose is the purpose of the Lord to enjoy, is the supreme enjoyer, to enjoy all his part and parcel, and to reclaim them to Ananda Buddhi Vardhanam, to increase the bliss for him and for us all the time. Hare Krishna, thank you for listening. I'm going to read the verse again. The four boy sages, who had nothing to cover their bodies but the atmosphere, look only 5 years old. Even so, they were the oldest of all living creatures and had realized the truth of the self. But when the porters, who happened to possess a disposition quite unpalatable to the Lord, saw the sages, they blocked their way with their staffs, despising their glories. Also, the sages did not deserve such a treatment at their hands. Hare Krishna, thank you. Is there any comment, question, anything you would like to share? Pran Govinda Prabhu?
In the beginning of your class, you were talking about five nations. I was thinking, contemplating in my mind while you are explaining nicely, thank you. Was Brahma really created what creation he witnessed, or it was predestined what he's going to build? Because Prabhupada, I remember many years back, I read that purport. Prabhupada says he was depressed after these five nations appeared.
Mm-hmm.
And Prabhupada, of course, give him a credit. He's a devotee, that's why he was depressed. So mm-hmm. he meditated again. Then the four Kumaras did this Sankha, Yoga, Tapa, Vairagya, this mm-hmm. very nice. So my question is, like, was it really Brahmaji witness what is predestined, or really he created?
You know, I don't know the in the mind of Brahma or the mind of Vishnu, and I will conjecture something that come to mind. It's a thankless task sometimes, like Maya mm-hmm. Devi. You know, like Durga, our job is very thankless. She's kind of here to make sure that everybody is pure. And she uses all kind of deception and all kind of way to lure us. And it's probably very painful, but it's like a child, you know, it needs to be trained. So a father that's very caring to a child will kind of make sure the child is rectified and may use different ways to do that. So I see that thankless task of Brahma is part of his service, because sometimes we have service like that, like
yes.
you take care of bhaktas. So, you know, it's thankless sometimes. Sometimes you're getting in their way. You're getting of their way of wanting to sleep late in the morning. Why? Because you know, not because you care, attached, you should get up in the morning. It's because you know, if they don't take advantage of Brahma Muhurta, that their consciousness is going to be more polluted, and they are not going to have the same test for Krishna consciousness. And without that test for Krishna consciousness, then it's so easy to go away, lured by Maya. So in the same way, Lord Brahma, we want to remember that his task is to kind of rectify, at the core of his task, is not to be Brahma, is not to be the creator, is not to be a big shot. The core of his task is to help those living entities who have misused their independence, misused their free will, to enjoy separated from Krishna. So that's at the core of his task. How it manifests, so, you know, he unfold with the creation and all that, but that's the core of his task, and I believe that those five nations is like Maya Devi's task. It's very thankless and very necessary to fulfill the overall purpose of creation. That's
good. But it's scary. These five nations are scary.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get rid of it as fast as possible. yeah. His blessing.
And it's sad. It's sad because it's like we are in it. We are in it, and it's going to affect us all the time. Thank you, Pran Govinda Prabhu, for your question.
Thank you, Malin, for your class. I was thinking that how describes here the Vaikuntha Vasis, that they acted improperly, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like out of the nature. And then we have the four Kumaras, they're described as transcendentalists, Atmarams, you know, and they also act, you know, mm-hmm. in anger. So both sides are acting out of nature, so to speak. But what would be Vaikuntha? In one sense, there is no anxiety, but I mean, what a place if there's nothing happening.
Yeah, it would be kind of boring.
It'd be boring, exactly. I mean, Krishna loves rasas, yeah?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he creates, even in the spiritual world, so much emotions are there. Mm-hmm. It's creating so much. So it's really, it's the beauty, I think, you see when we hear this. It's so beautiful that that's what's happening in Vaikuntha. Mm-hmm. This is happening. Otherwise, yeah, it's... And it's all for Krishna.
It's all for Krishna, yeah.
And for his devotees. And for us to hear the Bhagavatam. I remember somebody saying in class one time, I forget who, but the Bhagavatam is all about the Kshatriyas and their lives and et cetera, et cetera. How boring it would be if it was about Brahmana.
The Brahmins.
Brahmins, they got up, they got, they meditated this, that, and be it. You know, who is going to read the Bhagavatam when there is no juice there? So
everybody's meditating.
Everybody's meditating.
Satya Yoga.
Anyway, just some thoughts on what you said. Thank you.
It sounds very boring, yeah. But I really like Vaisheshika Prabhu's comment he made, like, yeah, it's not about Shanti. Spiritual life is not about Shanti. Shanti is not what we are after. And so if we are not after Shanti, we need to hear a lot about things that are not about Shanti. Exactly, and that's the juice of spiritual life is like it's not acneed. It's not, we cannot put spiritual life in a box, you know, the ninth canto, like going to the ninth canto is everything is out of the box, you know, transgender and homosexuality, okay, we go. It's all there in the ninth canto. So yeah, it's really not, and like you said, if it was like just stories of brahmanas, self-realized, you know, like we have that, it's there, but like, you know, Dhruva, before he went to that, it, you know, of course at one point he was Shanti, but before that there was also story. I thought about that when I was preparing for the class, and the thing that came is a very common pastime of the gopis. Because the gopis are pure devotees. To be in such exalted position, to give pleasure to Krishna in the way they give pleasure to Krishna, the highest pleasure, it's such an exalted position. And where did the gopi go? Pride. They became puffed up. But that gave so much pleasure to Krishna. And they unfolded such a rasa, such a, you know, like the devotion in separation because of their pride. So it's so nuanced and so full of beauty. Vaiety is a mother of enjoyment, Srila Prabhupada says often. So that's it. Yeah. Jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol.